Here's a concept that's totally foreign to most people, and that is that you can believe and yet have unbelief at the same time. The key to seeing your answer to prayer is a simplified, purified faith. That's what we're talking about today, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we're into our fourth week of teaching on a subject that I've entitled Hardness of Heart. We've talked about what is a hardened heart, that it doesn't just apply to people who are God haters, but that all of us are cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding to God in some area of our life. And then we talked about what causes that. And it's not only sin that causes your heart to become hardened towards God, but whatever you focus on or are occupied with, that's what dominates you and controls you. And what you fail to focus on or are not occupied with, you begin to start becoming hardened towards. And the sad truth is that we have become occupied with the affairs of this life to such a degree that without intending to do it, our heart has become hardened towards God, insensitive, cold, unfeeling, and unyielding. And that's exactly what the situation is. So now we're talking about how you can reverse this process. And I've mentioned this, but I haven't gone into much explanation. I think I'll do this even later in our teaching. But let me just again say that some of you don't like this thought that whatever you become occupied with, that you automatically become insensitive or you start becoming less and less sensitive towards the things that you aren't occupied with. And I've used this primarily to describe that as we become occupied with just living our daily life and taking care of natural things, we have automatically been desensitized to God. Now, some of you don't like that, and you say, well, I don't like the way that that's set up. I think that I ought to be able to be occupied with this life and still sensitive to God at the same time. But it's actually a really positive thing, because if this is true, that whatever you neglect, you start becoming hardened to, then you know what this means is that any negative circumstance in your life, whether it's a bad experience, traumatic experience, or if it's just temptation or something that's been occupying you, if you would cease to focus on that and instead replace that time that you have spent nursing and thinking about your hardships and all of these terrible things, and if you were to neglect that and begin to just start focusing upon God and upon His love and all of these great things, well, then that same principle will apply in a positive way, that you will begin to start becoming sensitive towards God. And regardless of what's happened to you in the past, if you were to take your attention away from that, you would start becoming hardened towards it. It would get distance between you and that. And you could literally get to where traumatic experiences, shameful experiences, all of these kind of things, you could harden yourself, callous yourself towards it to where it isn't causing you the pain that it once did. Now, many of you don't really believe that as far as practice goes. Some of you think that, no, this has happened. I'll never be the same again. It's not so. You can overcome those things. You can become callous to it to where it is no longer a painful experience. You'll still have the knowledge. You'll be able to use the testimony about what has happened and how God can reverse it and work it together for good. But you don't have to be dominated and controlled and limp through life as a cripple the rest of your life because of these things that have happened to you. Well, that is a powerful truth. So how is it that you overcome this? How is it that you get rid of this hardened heart? Well, again, this is just a further step, another logical step from what I've taught previously about that it's whatever you focus on, you become sensitive to, whatever you neglect, you become hardened to. Here is the next step in this and how you can apply this so that you can begin to start becoming more sensitive to God and less sensitive to the physical, natural things of this world. Now, I was using on our program yesterday out of Matthew chapter 17 an instance where Jesus' disciples tried to cast the demon out of this boy who had things like seizures The scripture here in the King James calls him lunatic, but it's just describing a person who is having some type of seizures. It says later on that this threw him into the fire and into the water, and he couldn't control himself. And the disciples tried to cast this demon out of him, and they couldn't. So the father of the child brought his child to Jesus. Jesus cast the devil out, and immediately he was set free. And then the disciples came to Jesus, and here's what they said in Matthew chapter 17, and in verse 19, it says, "Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, 'Why could not we cast him out?'" And on our program yesterday, I made a major point of this, that this was, the disciples didn't ask this because they were in unbelief and just said, "I don't believe that we can cast devils out. I don't believe that a person that with epilepsy or some type of a seizure thing can be healed. I don't believe it's God's will." If that would have been their theology, their belief system, they wouldn't have asked Jesus why we couldn't cast him out. Now, the reason I think it's important to recognize this is because this is from people who believed it was God's will and who had cast devils out before. They had seen the power of God operate before, but this time they believed, and they know they believed, and yet they didn't get the right results. Now, see, I think it's important for you to recognize this because this isn't talking about people who knew they were in unbelief. You know, let me say it this way. That sometimes the people who are probably the most concerned are frustrated over not seeing the supernatural power of God displayed in their life are people who believe that it's God's will to manifest that power. Do you follow what I'm saying here? In other words, let's take some of the body of Christ today. There's a large number of people who believe that God doesn't do miracles today, that people don't get healed. There's some people that preach that if you believe that God does heal today and do miracles, that you're of the devil. It's amazing to me how that this is switched around so that if you act the way that Jesus acted in the Bible, there's certain quote-unquote Christians today who will say you're of the devil for wanting to be like Jesus. I don't follow that logic, but there are people who believe that. But you know this, the people who don't believe that miracles happen and that God heals today, none of them are perplexed about why a person dies and why people don't get healed because they don't believe for it. They aren't expressing their faith in that area. They aren't trying to believe God for anything, so they aren't disappointed or frustrated when they don't see it happen. They weren't expecting it. The people who are more frustrated are people who believe that it is God's will for victory in their life, financially, physically, emotionally, and all of these kind of things. And they're believing and praying and asking, and yet they don't see it come to pass. Now, those are the people who have disappointment and frustration in this area. People who don't believe for God to do anything aren't surprised when He doesn't do it. But people who do believe for God to move and intervene and release His supernatural power are surprised and frustrated and disappointed when they don't experience it. I think that makes sense. And so the reason I'm bringing all of this up is to say that one of the pat answers that you get when somebody says, "All right, if it's God's will for a person to be healed, and you prayed for them, they prayed, they believed God, and yet here they died of sickness, why weren't they healed?" The number one response that you will get from most people who preach that it's God's will to do these supernatural things is the pat answer is, "Well, they just didn't believe." And let me say this. I'm going to say that this isn't the only reason. I think that's too simplistic of an answer. But before I go into what else it is that causes us not to receive, let me say this, that is one reason why people don't receive from God. Now, I think it's too simplistic and it's hard and sometimes condemning to a person to sit there and say the reason you haven't seen this healing happen yet is because you just are full of unbelief. You don't believe God. I think that that's too narrow-minded, that's too condemning, and that's not what these scriptures are saying. That's not the answer that Jesus is going to give. But before I go on into these other things, let me say that if you aren't believing God, that is a major reason why people don't receive from God. I don't think it's the only reason, but I think it's a major reason. And in many cases, it certainly is the case. I've had people come to me before and ask for prayer for something, and they just heard, you know, it's the very first service they've ever been to where they hear somebody say that it's God's will to heal, and they just want to come up and see if it's going to work. They don't believe. They just were brought there by somebody. They were kind of coerced into coming forward, and they just want me to wave my hand over them, and if it's God's will, then get me healed. You know what? That person is full of unbelief. They haven't spent any time developing their faith and learning the principles of God. And my tendency, I don't always have time to minister to people and explain things, but my tendency would be to tell that person, you know what, first of all, take these tapes. Get into the Word. Study healing. Find out how healing works and what God's will is concerning healing. And then come and let me or let someone else pray with you. Because right now, if I pray for you and if you have this attitude of unbelief, your unbelief is just going to totally short-circuit the power of God. So one reason that people don't get healed is because they just don't have any faith for it. If they were to pray and if they were to see an instantaneous, miraculous healing, they would be shocked because that's not what they're expecting. That's not what they're believing for. So one reason that people don't get healed is that they aren't believing God for healing. There's a lot of people that believe that God does not do this, that it's God's will. Some people think their time is up, their number is up. God is calling them home. There's people that have been taught that God wants them to be sick. This is how He's teaching them, how He's disciplining them. He's humbling them. He's making them better through their suffering, which I've taught on all of those things, and I believe all of that's wrong. God doesn't use our situations and circumstances and tragedy to humble us. Now, He can use those things, but it's not God who's the author of that. See, if you believe any of that stuff, then it makes you double-minded. If you think God gave it to you and then you're asking God to take it away, that's just a lack of proper believing, and it's not going to work. And so that's one reason why people don't get healed, is because they aren't believing. They don't have any faith in the power of God. But that is not all that there is to it. I've got a lot more to share about this, and so join me again tomorrow for the Gospel Truth. And also listen as our announcer gives you some information about how you can receive these materials.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request TK59 titled The Cure when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to consider coming to our Caris Bible College, or we have different ways that you can take advantage of this. We not only have the Caris Bible College that's here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools scattered around the world. I think we now have like 15 schools with two or three more scheduled to come online soon. And there's correspondence courses. There's actually an online Bible school that you could participate in. But the main thing is, it's just putting the Word of God in your heart. That's the most important thing that you will ever do. And that's what our Caris Bible College is all about. And I promise you, it would transform your life. Preparation time is never wasted time. So check it out. Our Caris Bible College, you can go to our website, AWMI, or you can call 719-635-1111.